Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. Get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world. What it used to be.
Yeah.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now.
Greetings. Are you there? I want to welcome everyone who's out there listening to the Truth to Power Radio Hours. Here with you this evening, Brother Tariq. It seems like we're having a technical problem. I hope I'm being heard. If not.
Oh, thank you, Tariq. We hear you. I had my mic mute.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm using one too.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for having me. And let me start out by dedicating this class to my mother who passed under this scamdemic. When they locked her down and she couldn't do what she normally does, which is move around and travel and do things and show the other elders there where she was living, how to live rather than just sit around and watch the television and die, as what happened to she. Basically they locked the place down. She couldn't go nowhere. In fact, we had to celebrate her 99th birthday, which was in 2019, where she had to be on the balcony and we had to be down below.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that. That was bad.
Yeah, that's the kind of absurdity and the kind of mental anguish that's been thrust upon people with this whole scamdemic, which I call it a scamdemic because I can demonstrate what that is exactly what it was. And if it's still available, it should be. Someone should out there have access to the Rockefeller memo from 2010, which literally describes everything that has happened except the final part, which they said is going to be the release of a virus that's going to kill 30% of those infected. And so, you know, that's literally a threat, if you ask me. That's definitely a threat to the people, the population. So how can you have or claim that you are the governance, that you are the elected or the selected to govern and to take care of the people's business, and yet you become corporate and corporatized and bureaucratized into this horrible kind of deep state-ism that we see today, where you have all these upper pay level government employees of us that are literally running things into the ground and enriching themselves handsomely, all of them who come out of the Congress. So ask Cynthia McKinney, she'll tell you. See, we have all the evidence when we speak, because my daddy told me, boy, shut your mouth until you know what you're talking about. And he wore my rear end out a couple of times behind it. So I did learn. And once I left the auspices here in sunny California, I think they call it nowadays, California. That's an amazing name. But and then when you have a member of the World Economic Forum, fascist, corporatist organization out of Switzerland that Klaus Schwab is the head of, you find out that Gavin Newsom, is a member of that youth training team that Mr. Schwab had over there in Switzerland, and this is all in coordination with the major world corporations and banks, most of the banks out of Switzerland and elsewhere, Rothschild's banks, who he has in five countries because he had five sons, and they all were bankers in various countries. For example, did you know that the Chinese Communist Party leadership, Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai, were both financed and trained in France by the Rothschilds, the French Rothschilds?
You see? Yes, not surprising. Yeah. And isn't the governor of California related to them? He related to somebody up there.
Yes, he's related to one of the Yiddish bankers. Big-time bankers that financed the Nazi, Nazi banker. Yeah, that's a real irony, if you want to call it. I don't think it's an irony because, starting off on this evening, I believe you have some of the headlines that we wanted to put out there regarding this show, which is, I think the main thing is, you know, it's time to come together as we started out with the music. The music says it very clearly. It's been out there for decades now, folks, and our people have answered this. We have answered this. We have organizational charts. We have a whole structure. We have a superstructure. We have all of the necessary parts that we could put together that came together in this 1972 in Gary, Indiana, and that that actual structure and setup is something that we should pursue. We should have pursued it since then, because it is a way forward for ourselves. See, that's the one element that we continually, in the variations of enslavement we have gone through in this land, we continually ignore the actual facts that are in our face. We continually ignore the fact that this country became incorporated in 1872. What does that mean? Well, that means that all governance from the township, municipality, city, county, state, all are incorporated and have to do a CAFR, so-called, that's a comprehensive annual financial report, CAFR, that's what it stands for, another acronym we should know. That is where they hide all our funds, all the funds that we put there unknowingly or in participation in the society. We do this. And, you know, and here it is, all this trillions. I think it's at somewhere around 13, 14 trillion in funds that are spread around this entire land in the books, in the double books of the various incorporated cities, towns, townships, municipalities, cities of, counties of, states of, all of this, all of their CAFRs are hiding our funds, folks. And it's very clear once you understand that this country, so-called, was run by a bankrupt corporation since 1933, and anyone can read it if that's what you want to see, because it's right there in the congressional record, March 9th, 1933. You can read it for yourself. That all participants in the Geneva Convention of 1930 to 1933, all 10 countries that participated, all declared bankruptcy in the city, or as I call it, the shitty of London, which is not London, England. It's a separate state like the Vatican or Washington, D.C. So these are important lessons that we have to know, and importance of our story that we must know so that we can move forward and not get trampled upon like we have become here in the last 3 years and have turned into, I don't know what you want to call it, quasi-robots. Will Smith tried to show us, you know, back in the day when he was doing the kind of movies that spoke the truth about what was going on. See, iRobot, that wasn't no, and what's that other one? Where he was the man who did the virus and some, you know, the dog, and then they killed the dog and then they invaded.
Right. iRobot was one thing. That was another one. And he did another one too about with his son, and they were dealing with
and then there's the enemy of the state, which,
yeah, he told us about that,
straight up in our face. You're an enemy of the state, and they can follow, and this is what they do. See, this is what they've been doing since then to everybody, to anybody they choose, that, you know, who's picked as, you know, having too much influence in the thick of things. You know what I'm saying? So this has been in our face for many years, folks. And somehow we have the huge distraction machines that they operate here on us. And I say operate on us because we are the ones supporting it, you know, with our labor and our energy that we give to it, you know, and it's at the numbers of, what is it, 1.3 or 5 or 6 trillion now, if not more, you know, that we spend every year and on things like, we do a lot of spending, folks. And so, you know, what are we getting for our spending if we're not controlling at least our own situation, our own communities? See, and I see this over and again, the real issues, you know, it's not racism, it's a racialism based upon corporatism, which says you can't have a loan, you are redlined, you can't compete, you can't raise up, you can't get out, you know, the glass ceiling, the whole hold us back, Jack, thing that's been ongoing with Jim Crow, et cetera, et cetera. See, and that's how we, you know, if we don't see this, if we don't grasp this and start moving, to coming together to move forward instead of spreading ourselves out, thinking that eventually we're going to show them that we're just like them or better than them, you know, oh, no, see, that's the fraud of the civil rights or wrongs that we've been going through the last, you know, so many decades since they killed MLK, you know, and Malcolm at the same, you know, within the same, not even, I don't think it was a year apart, was it?
You know, a lot of this stuff is new to the people. You know, we've been living a lie because what they did, you know, is everything they showing us is not what it appeared to be. And so, you know, we have to let the people know exactly what it is. You know, a lot of people don't know that they're not dealing with a government, that they're dealing with corporate, you know, entities here, you know. Yeah. They don't even know that the government is the post office, that there's two different kinds of post office. I mean, all of this stuff that they got us believing one thing, and what they did was they switched roles with us. We the ones in charge, and they took, you know, our roles, and they gave it, they using it as the corporations. And we got to know this.
Yep, that's it. They hand it to us.
How you gonna fight an enemy if you don't know who the enemy is and how to fight it?
Oh, got it. Yep. And this has been an ongoing show, movie. Actually, now that's all it really is, and you can't even write the script to this for such a thing for the things that have happened. I mean, you know, I am. Some days I'm totally aghast. I mean, I can't hardly reckon with it myself, that for the past 3 years, most of the population of the country have been under this kind of fear hypnosis with, you know, this whole fraudulent January 6th situation, which I think was today, right? Or yesterday? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even pay attention to it because I don't want to be up under that hypnotic. I know that they, you know, they distract you so you can't find out what's going on.
Come on with it, because look, how much time and effort and money did they put into making sure that you, at the end of the day, come out and say that man Trump got to go to jail. He has got to go down. That's the message coming out of the television and radio, all of their media, including the so-called left media. You know, they're all together. They've all been bamboozled again by this entire staged, what do you want to call it?
The media is the main part of it. The media is the one that puts up the propaganda.
Come on and tell it. That's exactly where I was going. This is a megalomedia staged. This is when the megalomedia and public relations come together and present you with nowadays with CGI, but even without CGI, which is computer generated images, when you think you're seeing something, but you're not, you're seeing something completely different. But at that situation that they got filmed and have tons of film on from various folks' telephones that they captured, and we saw the Capitol Police literally let those people, I mean, back up and come on, let them in, like they were instructed to do it in certain spots. Whereas the other spots, that woman, that Air Force veteran, the man shot her. Just boom, just pulled his gun out and shot her like she was threatening him going through a door. You know? And so they have turned that whole stage, because I know deep in my heart, I know how that thing was staged. You can see it. You can see how the media imagery depicted it and how they got you seeing exactly how they want you to see it. This is the perceptions management of Operation Mockingbird, folks. Go back and look at what Operation Mockingbird is all about. You will find out the foundation for what we have today and what I call the megalo media, the big lie media. And they are so good at it that they can get most people to buy into Nang Year. And they
kind of give us an overview of what is Mockingbird.
The years from 1941 to 1944, this country showed its might to the world and claimed that they defeated the menace of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Germans and the Imperial Majesty of Japan and his minions joined in the Italian Mussolini fascistas that joined together and Franco's España that did the same thing. They all joined hands to kill their own people en masse. They did not play around. They did killing, mass killing, of their own people. But, you know, we don't see this because we don't know the story of what really happened, because you have the Allied forces who bombed the hell out of Germany, bombed them back to 1910, and then left them there, destitute and so forth. But they distributed the Nazis and many of the hierarchy of the Nazis all around the world. Australia and New Zealand got some. The Brits got some. The French got some. Because that French and Germans, they're pretty much the same. They just speak a variation of vulgar Latin that makes them different. And so, see, once you know the story, once you go back and see how these things transpired from the end of the First World War, 1919, when the Treaty of Versailles in France was signed by the Germans and those who defeated the Germans. And then Germany went into a tailspin after that, into the depths of impoverishment and disease and all kind of madness. And so, and had no way of dominating again. Not according to the treaty, never supposed to have a Luftwaffe or a military industrial complex again. And so this was 1919, and between 1919 and 1933, you had some very auspicious situations going on in Europa, of all places, because the realignment of borders in Europa happened during that time You had the Geneva Convention in 1930 to 1933 of 10 of the countries, United States, England, France, Germany, Sweden, I think it was, Italy, I know. So it was, anyway, it was 10. And they all declared bankruptcy in 1933 in the city of London. So you have this incredible, you have the, then which follows, you have this incredible collapse of economies around the world through the bankers uniting in different parts of the world and controlling different aspects of the wars of different parts of the world at the time. And then you have disease and misery, you know, coming out of World War, so-called World War I, which was the first European or Europa-Pian war. Because remember, the name is Europa, not Europe. It was named after a melanated goddess from Macedonia. So we have to stop calling it by, you know, the British name. We have to call it by the real name, which is in most languages, even in Europa, you still have the name Europa. And the reason why you have it is because it's named by melanated, swarthy, tawny people who inhabited Europa, named it and populated it first. So that's where it comes from. That's what you ought to know.
Yeah.
And so then getting back to after the World War I and the collapse of the economies, especially here in the United States, where the bankers were found out that they could no longer loan money on land that they did not control or own, and that's because at the 1928 conference or 26th conference in Havana of the Organization of American States, Noble Drew Ali was handed by the members of the indigenous peoples from the north, central, and south part of this part of the world, who came together and met him as he came off the plane and gave him the mandate, the authority over all the land from Alaska to Argentina. So thereafter, when the secretary from the United States and some senator that was traveling with him saw this, they immediately reported back to D.C. and told him that, hey, you better tell those bankers that they can't loan money anymore to people because they don't control the land. And so this was an international incident, yet it became an international incident to call it a depression, a deep recession in capitalism. That's what it became. So I hope your people are following me this, because I'm trying to give you a historical overview of what is going on, how it happened, what it came to. Because by 1939, the Nazi Germans were not only back, they had built
Tariq, wait a minute. You go there, so you said that during this time, the bankers, they took the money, they took the gold and silver, and is that when they switched it over, when this thing switched over?
Yeah, they pulled it. They started pulling out their funds, their gold and silver behind and in these different countries. Some countries sent their gold to the United States to be saved. Others sent it to Britain. Others had it, you know, there's different ways that different trusts that were operating at the time that took control over gold and silver assets and so forth. And so you had a deep recession going on the planet, right? Europa was under the deep depression, after the war, And then, of course, during the 30s, the roaring 20s, and then into the 30s, they ended up again into deep recession or depression, all right? And then you have that all over the world. You
see? Is that why? Is that why back in the day when they you had money, it had on there backed by silver or silver something that you remember it used to be on the bill.
Yeah, it used to be on the bill, redeemable in gold or silver at a Fed bank.
Uh huh. So what it meant was, well, I just want people to understand. So what it meant was that if we had $5 bills, those $5 bills was backed by some gold or some silver.
Right. It was the equivalent of a silver dollar, the weight of a silver dollar, so much silver.
Okay.
That's what we call the U.S. dollar. USD, that's what it is known as. But in 1933, when the corporation U.S., which you can find in the United States Code, where it tells you that the United States is a corporation, not what you think it is, you know, and then you find out that this corporation went bankrupt in 1933. And it's in the congressional record, right in plain sight, for anybody to see.
Okay, so I want them to get an understanding of what went on. So we had this money, it was backed by the gold, the silver, like you said, the silver dollar. Okay, then they took the gold and silver. Who took the gold and silver?
That was called in by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Rosenfeld,
is
the name in German. It's a Dutch name. It's the same as the German name Rosenfeld. In Dutch, it's Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all Yiddish merchants in the various countries there.
See? Okay, and then they started giving us money that didn't say. It didn't have that silver back on it. It was just plain dollar bills.
Right.
And then what happened was
Rosenfeld called in all the gold and silver and to all persons. Now, that's all persons. Now, if you're a person, are you a man or a woman? No, you're a mask is what you really are. That's what the word person means. See, and so you have to go back again to know the words they've used upon us to get us distracted away from our own interests, you see. So by the end of the 30s, when Germany does the first the invasion into Poland and then the subsequent invasion into Czechoslovakia and then the so-called that's all we're going to do. We're not going to go any further. We're not going to go. Yeah. And then they, you know, signed paperwork and kept on doing it. But they were at the same time in those countries, they started literally killing people wholesale. They would round them up, put them on trains, bring them to a place, line them up against the wall, shoot them down with machine guns, throw them in a ditch, and then bring the next ones in, do the same thing. Until the ditch is filled. They cover it up, move to another spot. That's what went on in Germany and in Poland.
Get the people to see how the switch came about with the finances.
I'm coming to that, but let's take a little quick break because I got to move my car. I'm sorry, I forgot.
I'm gonna bring Elder Ray in with some of the solutions.
Oh,
I just wanted them to see what the problem is,
I'm gonna show that whole thing because it's all the bankers because there couldn't be a Germany unless Kuhn and Loeb, one of the 12. Federal Reserve banks in New York financed all of the transfer of technology over to Germany through Switzerland, and that's how they became the Nazi powerhouse they became, which it was against the Treaty of Versailles. That's the history we have to know. So I'll be back shortly.
All right. Let me, where's brother? Elderay? Elderay?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Here.
Greetings. Thank you for being with us.
Greetings. Thank you. Tariq did an excellent job of explaining how we got to where we are.
Yeah.
The question remains now, what are we going to do, y'all?
Exactly. You know, that's where we at.
What are we going to do about what's happened to us, but to the planet as well? And it's the same people doing the same thing. And as we go along, we see how they have taken control of countries with the dollar, with the money, with the finance, and with the power, with the rude and awesome violence that they've ruled with. And now that they're in control, they think they're going to have it their way. But what we're doing is to organize people who understand that this is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. They're trying to keep us divided in a manner in which we would not see who's behind this whole attack on humanity. Unfortunately, I had two shows tonight, and I was on another one with my brothers in South Africa, talking about the conference that just took place in D.C., which is an outrage.
Oh, yeah. What they saying about, are they agreeing with that?
No, they're not. And, you know, I've been involved with them since, 92, I think it is, and beyond. I was part of that Free South Africa movement here. As a matter of fact, we started it right here in Florida. We started it in Miami. But the point is that, they're not with it. They're not with Biden, and they can't understand how and why Obama did what he did when he was in office, because they thought, like some of us did, that he was going to do the right thing by our people. And no, that's not what happened. And but now our backs are to the wall. And Tariq makes that clear. Our backs are to the wall, people. And we must organize and come together to address it. We can no longer depend on a government and a people who have consistently tried to eliminate us from I was there in the 92 with Mandela, and we got an opportunity to go out into the bush and to meet the people, you know, and to see the real lives of people there, and not the lies that they were telling us in the news media here in America, and the consistently telling us, and are doing even the same today. But there are some brothers and sisters. I talked to them just tonight out of South Africa, and this whole week along I've been speaking with Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire, Sierra Leone, and other countries in West Africa who have had enough of what's going on with these Europeans taking their land and taking their natural resources and making money off it and then locking the people out and not paying them the slave labor that they want to continue to do. And I think that Tariq makes it very clear who it is, how they got the power, and where we are. Like I said, we need to come together, put our heads together, and that's why we started this People's Grassroots Assembly, with a clear understanding that the people, that change comes from the bottom up, not from the top down. In other words, we at the bottom, those of us who are being oppressed, who are being murdered, who have been denied, it's time for us to come together. We are more than they. We're smarter than they. God gave us everything. And they have now slithered into our lives and our countries to take it over with their false, with their lies, and with their guns and their power. So where we are here now, trying to get us together. And I just said to my first South African friends, you know, I know they look to us, black Americans, or blacks in America, let me put it like that, to help to lead the way out of this mess.
They do.
As I've always said, well, we know these people better than anybody. But we haven't done what we're supposed to do. Dr. King tried it. Malcolm X tried it. Marcus Garvey tried it. We've had many, many of our brothers, melanated brothers, who have tried to organize us to address these issues. But now is the time we have to do this. And we're calling on, you know, the general population, you know, wake up, people. You're either going to be here or you're not. These people care nothing about you. They're murdering us every day. They're killing your children. They're poisoning us with this vaccinations and with this chemtrails they're spraying on us every day, with the water poisoning our water supply and our food. And it's very easy to identify these people. You know, I think Tariq makes that very clear. We can identify them now. You can call them by name. And you look at every agency we have in this country, the Food and Drug Administration, the DEA, you name it, the pharmaceuticals, they're all controlled by the same people who have the same mindset. And we act as if this racism doesn't exist. In fact, we're going to get along. Can't we all get along? Well, that is a good question. But we're not going to get along as long as our people don't get along and organize ourselves.
Right.
So,
and
I'm back.
Okay. Well, hold on, Tariq. Let Elder finish. Okay. Okay.
So you were getting ready to say something?
Well, I was just getting ready to say that it's happening. You know how they say the revolution will not be televised. Well, it's not being televised, but I'm seeing people getting together. Just like in Detroit here, we got new black businesses coming up here. What they're doing is, I mean, they've always, they stepping up, like they have the security guards. Now, they not doing it like they doing it in Philadelphia and then where they carrying them AK, whatever them big guns they carrying. But they got the security guards outside of their stores. They making sure that the women's get in their cars. They making sure everything, nobody getting hijacked. But they not, you know, like military, like the other states got that big old gun. And I'm seeing more and more black businesses are opening up. Also, I see these young black millionaires are getting together. For those that go on, that is on YouTube, go to Earn Your Leisure, and they on there networking, and so they're
right.
Coming together. And one of the black millionaires, I mean, he's in his 20s, and he was working on Wall Street, and so he said, you know, the Chicago has, you know, how they doing all that killing there, and he said, stop all of that killing. Somebody have to do is go in that community and make sure that those people got life insurance. He said Wall Street could stop that killing in a minute, because all them young people that is dying, when them families become millionaires because of their sons and daughters is dying, he said you will watch and see all of that stuff will stop. See, this is what I'm talking about. You know, these young guys is coming together. These guys are millionaires, and they ain't setting up somewhere. They networking. They coming together. They putting classes together to help the people. So it's working. It's not being televised, but it's working.
Come on and tell it, sister, because exactly what I'm saying, that we have this ongoing all around the country and have so been doing for so many decades, folks. I've been watching it on PBS since 1983, 84, when the Olympics came. I've been seeing it on their documentaries. You know, if you really want to see a lot about this country, you need to get on and have PBS stations, because they do have some of the better documentaries that can teach you things that you need to know that you're not getting in school. Because they don't teach you these things in school. They don't have it in the curriculum, because they have literally dissected the curriculum to the point where, you know, nowadays I have friends telling me that the children don't even have any books anymore. It's all on the computer.
They don't need to be in their schools. You know, they really don't. How are you going to go to the enemy school and learn something?
Come on and tell it.
That's where we're coming from. What we're saying is that we must organize at the grassroots level. And that means we must have teachers like Tariq and others who will teach the truth to our people. We do not know the history of our people, let alone the history of this country or the people who run it, I should say. So we need to come away from their system, create our own system, and teach our children the truth about themselves. And once we've done that, when they become these millionaires, they will know what to do. And, you know, they will know what to do. And
they already know what to do. That's what they're doing. Yeah, that's what she just said. They're doing it. And we just need to connect up with them, you know, in that way, like the ones in Philadelphia, the youngsters in Philadelphia that are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing what they call the breakout, where they you know, this endless welfareism nonsense of, you know, not being able to work, not having anything to do, being idle, getting into drugs and gangs and the whole thing. Well, that's all being, you know, dealt with not fully, but it's being dealt with by our own people. By themselves, they're doing this, see, and it's being you will find highlights of it. You will see and hear these things around the country. If you look, these things are ongoing, and that's what has to happen. We need to connect up with these people, these organizations, these groups, these young people, and come together as a nation. Because if you don't have a nationality, then you're considered an international bastard. And that's what, you know, with these names and this name calling we have going on, that's what's happened to us. See?
But we have a nation, and we are a nation. We just have not acted like one. And we cannot copy the enemy to get their approval to be a nation. So we have our own rules, our own regulations. We need to put those together. We need to go into these communities, talk to our people, find out what the issues are from them, and see what their solution is to the problems that they face in their community. And then we must share with them the knowledge that we have to help them get, to help us get to the point where we are self-sufficient, taking over. We cannot continue. You know, I've been in the music business in my early life, and I realized it's not for me. I couldn't do that. I would be a Kanye West. I would stand up to them, and which I did. And I would be a Kyrie Irving, who stood up to those who were in control. So you know who is in control now. They told you who's running everything, and they make the rules. And they control everything that goes on in the sports industry, in the music industry, in government, everywhere. So that's the problem. So we got to deal with the problem now. How do you deal with the problem? And we know that money is the fuel to their system. Follow the money, you'll find the problem. Okay?
Yep.
Now, we make as much money as anybody in the world, probably more. But we give our money back to the people who are oppressing us, those who are using it against us, changing the rules. Right. How do you change from a gold standard to a paper? Okay? You do it because you take control of the governments. The governments make the decisions. They pass the laws that are against the people. So, in other words, it's our spiritual and moral obligation to stand up against that. And that's where we are, in my opinion. That's where we are. And once we learn this lesson, Dr. King taught it to us very well. He said, you have a spiritual and a moral obligation not to cooperate with your own demise. That's a deep statement. What does it mean to cooperate with your own demise? In other words, you're financing your own issues, your own problems.
Right. Yeah. That means that you take charge of your own situation. That's all. Just like they do. They take charge. We take charge like we used to was in charge. You know, we just get back in charge of ourselves. That's it. We build our own, we do our own like we always do and have done.
Okay. So that it's not simple, it's not as simple as you say, because there's a procedure that has to be taken, and that's what we're in the process of doing, putting this system together that will be responsible for our own condition, our own survival, not to depend on anybody else. I refuse to go to them for anything. So if my people don't support our cause, then you also don't have a cause. You know, I was on the phone earlier today with some people from another organization who's run by the enemy, controlled by the enemy. And I say that, and you would be surprised who it was. But anyway, I said it to them, and I said, listen, whoever controls your sustenance controls your will. In other words, whoever pays you, gives you your money to do whatever it is that you're doing, that's the one you're going to listen to. You're not going to listen to somebody that ain't got nothing to give you. Okay? So we understand that. So if money is the issue, who has the most money? So don't tell me I'm going to run for office, because I know full well I can't win an office in this country if I don't have money. And I can't win an office if I don't have the support of those who have the money. So in that case, I'm going to do whatever it is, whatever it is they tell me to do, because I need that money. Okay?
All right.
Now, we could change that. We could change it. We've proven it in the past. We've proven it. We've gotten people elected with nothing. But it takes effort. It takes organization. It takes door-to-door. It takes communication where we talk to our friends and neighbors and family. Talk to these people. Let them know. Eventually, they will wake up and do something, you know, different. Point right now is Tariq has made it clear. We are backed against the wall, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come off. We got to come off and deal with this. Okay,
right.
And I see that it is happening.
Here's how bad it is, folks. I don't know about y'all out there in where you are in the various parts of the country listening, but out here out west, we have a shortage of eggs, folks. And now, in the past 2 years, they have destroyed probably 20 or 30 major egg farm, chicken farm, what do they call it? The corporate feeding. They have the 5-story building where they're growing everything. The massive growing that they do, because they have to supply the people. Well, all of a sudden there's a shortage. Now, so how did that happen?
Well, we know that they did that by design, but I'm in the mindset of Dr. Africa when he said, we wake up in the morning and we eat them animal babies. We don't need to be eating eggs, the babies anyway.
No, that's
true.
The feces.
Dr. Africa.
That is true. That is true.
But
it's an indicator. It is an indicator that famine is on its way. Because what they've done is they've destroyed all these chicken producing farms and factories. Factory farming is what it is, yeah. They've destroyed all that, claiming that it's bird flu. Well, when you have all the millions of chickens all in the same place, all eating the same poop and everything, then of course you're going to have situations like that where the chickens are going to get sick. And they do, and once you see the film, I highly recommend.
Anyway,
right. Well, this is what you have to do to convince people. You have to get them to see the film, Earthlings, Earthlings, Earthlings. Get that movie and watch it with your family. See what you're eating and stop eating the filth. Because that is what is killing our people, eating
of
filth.
It looked like they stopping it themselves. You know, they doing it for one reason, but it also coming out as a benefit. We shouldn't be eating the eggs and the filthy animals in the first place.
The thing is, you don't know what we're eating today, because they have contaminated the entire planet with their. With their bombs and their chemtrails and their poisons. So if you're getting food, if you're getting so-called fresh vegetables, they're not really fresh. So you really don't know what you're eating. But when we organize properly and begin to grow our own food and defend those barns, it don't matter what they do. But that's where we are with this. Organizing these farms, we've identified some farms throughout the country. We are trying to, we are putting together the defense for these farms, because you got a so-called government, you got the people who are in control of your government denying those who would do what we're trying to do, supporting those, they're paying farmers millions of dollars not to grow food in America. They have seeds that come from Monsanto.
Terminator.
German company, Nazi company, I should say, who controls our Food and Drug Administration under Obama. He appointed them to the vice chairmanship of the Food and Drug Administration, but nobody has attacked that. Nobody has come against them. So, okay, don't come against them, but organize yourself and do what the brothers did in South Carolina, the Deacons of Defense did in South Carolina, and do what they should have done in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is prepare for these people when they come, because they're coming. Okay?
They've already shown us that at the drop of a hat that they will turn on you and burn you out. They will do it. They've done it how many times now? So we don't need any more bombings and burn churches and killings in churches and all. We don't need any more demonstrations like that, folks. They already have shown you everything.
Yeah, but in order to deal with that, you must be prepared to defend yourself. So they pass laws saying that you can't have a gun. Get out of here. We got rights, and we're going to have our guns. Okay, we're going to be able to defend ourselves. Okay, and I'm not saying kill people. I'm saying be prepared to defend yourself against those who came to kill you.
Now,
I heard
that they have went up on the prices of bullets. So they can't get the guns out of your hands. So they're raising the bullets real high.
And they've raided the bullet production and all the major bureaucracies, all armed folks with major weaponry. So you must know that the so-called government or governance, as it should be called, the ones who work for us, they are already preparing to use arms against the people, you see. So that should also tell you that unless you get together with your own and prepare yourself for what they already are doing and showing you to your face, then whatever happens to you, I mean, it's on you, see. And so this is why we're saying that, you know, preparation and is not to be a preppy and is not to buy into the branding of anybody and anything and any idea that goes counter to the status quo narrative that is always against us, all us we, you know. And that's what I was saying earlier. You know, you got racialism, that's the real issue, where they're using economics to thwart anything that you attempt to do. So what they're telling you to do is to do what they do, is to only buy from your own. Now, if you start doing that, guess what's going to happen? Things are going to change real quick, because they're going to see those bottom lines falling apart, and then see, this is when the change comes. See, I saw this in Azania. In the, you know, before the British guy, the bar member Mandela, before they let him loose, okay, because I saw how they prepared the people, and how the Dutch, the Boers, and the Brits, how they started collaborating and working together. And doing things to prevent the takeover of the land by the majority people. See? and they use all manner of trickery and deception and bamboozlement and any kind of method they could think of to get you to not want to do nothing. And that's what they couldn't stop it. See? And the people, and it wasn't really no coming together like we thought that they did. It was enough of them, though, that showed and proved. And this is what you got to know about mathematics and numbers. You see, for every one of us, they see 10,000. You got to understand the ratios, folks, of us to them. See, that we ain't no minority. That's what we're not. And we've never been, you see. And so why these measures that they bring forth and put on us are done, because they're demonstrating who they are, you see. And so once you get a clear message, well, then you know what to do. That means you have to turn away from that and get together with your own, because that's, you know, like-mindedness. That's what you're looking for. You're not looking to fall in love.
That's what we're talking about with the assembly.
Yeah,
getting
exactly. That's exactly where it comes from. The bottom, down here on the ground. That's where it comes from.
The question becomes, how do you do this, this grassroots assembly? How do you make this happen? And what we're suggesting is that in each community, somebody has to have the desire to organize that street, that block, that house, to let folk know there's something coming and we got to get ourselves organized to take advantage and change our condition, because nobody's going to change it for us. We'll have to change it for ourselves. And we do have a roadmap that's being prepared to lay out how you get this done. Okay.
Right.
In order to do all of these things, it's not easy, because you have to, I don't know how to put this without sounding like the others. It takes money to do anything. Good example. You need an attorney to represent putting this together. Well, the guy won't even talk to you if you don't have $3,500. What? It cost you $3,500 to just talk to me about a condition that we're trying to
they
put together to help everybody? Okay,
but
so
they can
no,
do
right?
It pro bono. They can do it pro bono. Why don't they do it pro bono? They can do that.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody will. And like I said, we're looking for those who will. And I made it clear, I believe, on another time.
And then you also have people that are not attorneys, but they know the law. They know how to put that things together, because, you know, the attorneys, I mean, it's other people that can do what they do. And they're not part of that British thing.
That's right.
That's exactly what I'm suggesting, is that to those who do know this, have these skills, we need you to help put this thing together. I can't do it all myself. Tyreek can't do it all. He's, you know, done himself. Bev can't do it all. But together, we can make this stuff happen. We can change and turn this whole thing around. If people would just listen and see a benefit of what we're doing.
Right.
And then that, in my opinion, that means that I don't want to be a part of that system that oppresses somebody so that they can make it. I don't want to be a part of a system that gets wealthy off of the misery of the people and then blame the people for their condition. Either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. I want people to be a part of the solution. We can change this thing. And once you identify those who are causing the problem, and I'll give you another example of that. We've got people losing their homes to banks that foreclosed on them, and yet they continue to put their money in those banks. I don't understand that. And people don't understand that that's what they're doing. So someone has to show them, hey, this is what's happening. This is what your Bank of America does to you. This is what Wells Fargo does to you. You know, check their records. So why can't you open your own bank, put your own money in your own bank and sit on your own board of directors. Nobody can stop you from doing that. Okay?
Right.
And I made this clear over the years, and I continue to make it clear. Our churches collectively put hundreds of millions of dollars in these banks on Monday morning. Our money, they would not loan that money back to the people it came from.
Absolutely.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
So why don't we hold these churches accountable and these pastors accountable for what they do with the money of the people? Okay. Now, if the grassroots is organized and we go into the church and talk to the sisters sitting up on the front row and talk to the brothers standing in the back, hey, where's your money going? How come the people out here are hungry and don't have jobs? How come we don't own any corner stores or any gasoline stations or any supermarkets? How come we have to go to somebody else for everything that we need? The Creator did not create us first in His image for us to be subservient to anything or anybody. And if you don't understand that, then you're going to suffer and you're going to be eliminated. There's no question about it because they don't need you now. They can bring slave labor in from everywhere. Okay,
yeah, that's the major point. The major point is, you know, they have made it clear, I mean the governance, I mean the corporations, the major ones running everything, the major families that are behind it. They've made it clear we're no longer needed, folks. Do you understand what that means? We're not needed any longer in their system. They're telling you.
Well, we don't even want to be in their system. So the thing is, we need to make our own system. So they don't want us there.
Okay.
We don't need to be there.
That's what I'm saying. We don't need to be in theirs. We should have been in our own in the first place. And we have all the examples historically. You can look at back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. You can see all the places that were built, the 20s and 10s even. The Rosebud and Tulsa, Greenwood, and all the other cities and towns that were built in record time. Greenwood was built in 1 year, folks. Do you understand? That's what the Tuskegee Institute brought to Greenwood, Oklahoma, and built a whole city in 1 year. See?
We could do the same thing again, and we're doing it there, but we just need to come together and come away from the system, come away from the system. Now, let me clear up some things with that. Muammar Gaddafi was doing for black people around the world. And they murdered him. That was a hit and a murder on him to stop him from creating a gold standard African dollar, gold standard, which would have put this paper crap out of business. So they couldn't have
but
that.
But also, he had to give up his nuclear weapon, and that was the big mistake.
Yeah, but that was all game, too, because it wasn't so much the nuclear weapon as it was the satellite that he was putting up, that he didn't have to use his white folks.
Realize, though, that they were well on their way to having their own nuclear weapons. So, and then we know that this country has used already nuclear weapons in battle in Iraq and elsewhere over there. These rockets and weaponry that has the plutonium heads and bullets and so forth on them. Yeah. So they've already done this, folks. Fukushima has already happened, folks. Chernobyl has already happened. We're fixing to see it again if we don't stop it. If it isn't stopped, we're going to see a new Chernobyl over there in Ukraine, because the Russians are hell bent on that to happen. You see, and it's now once again in Europa, again, folks. It's in Europa where the battles of the feudal lords, the landlords and warlords, is ongoing. Again, See.
But I want to focus on right now here where we at in our homes, you know,
okay.
The United, this is where we've got in our people and others too, but we got to focus on how to get out of this.
Well, yeah, and so Saturday school, why are we not doing Saturday schools like we used to do?
That's what we're saying. The grassroots assembly will begin that process, and it has to start in every city. Now, we do not have the kind of finance that it takes to do this. And what I'm saying to you is it can be done without finance. It has to be a word of mouth, like the drum call. The drum call started on a Sunday, 3 p.m. We started it 2 years ago. It's gone around the world. They're drumming. Okay, but it didn't take any money to do that. It just took a word of mouth and a telephone call. Everybody tell somebody. Everybody organize. It's time to organize, y'all. 3 o'clock every Sunday, we're going to drum and we're going to pray. Whatever your prayer is, whatever your religion is, pray. Because if you believe in the true and living God, whatever name you call him by, you're here to give you life that you'd have it more abundantly. He did not put you here to be the slaves to demons. And if you believe that the only way to survive is to slave to the demon, then you're in trouble. And I do believe that no weapon formed against us will prosper, but we got to get organized. So what I'm saying to you, Bev, and to others out here, let's start talking in our communities. We got to get organized, y'all. Somebody has to take the responsibility to write this stuff down in that community. Even if it's a 12-year-old boy or girl who can write, who can listen, you know, and pull them out of that system of all this poison that they're feeding us so we can't think, so we lose our concentration on survival. That's the survival mode we're in now, okay?
Right.
But we can teach these young people. We can teach them to do the right thing. We can teach them to build our own communities. We do have people who can do these things. Like we said, there are people who can do this. There are people who can give us advice on the so-called legalities of doing this. But the legality that we need to do it is in ourselves. It's the spirit of the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life, that gave you the power to speak, gave you the power to be who you are, Beverly. You know, you're not that because you wanted to be. You're that because you were created to be who you are. And once we teach this and people learn that we have a responsibility, that we got to follow that, we don't pay attention to what they do. We'll organize ourselves. And that in itself will change this whole condition. So, like we always say, we change the complexion by doing the voter registration stuff, but we did not change the condition. So it doesn't matter who you put in that office. It depends on what your mindset is. And so what I'm saying now is, yes, let's do this thing. And let's get started to get people to doing something. And the problems I've had trying to do this is people keep making promises to do things and never show up and never do it.
Well,
do what they say they're going to do. So it leaves it all on you. But we got to find people, and there will be people who will come and will volunteer and will do what's right and good for the people. You know, I'm not trying to get rich off of my people. I'm not trying to live off of my people. I'm trying to stop the destruction of my people.
Here's a way of dealing with that. And I've been doing this for some 30 years, and this is a way to defeat them, and there's a way also to help finance our activity. And now we have found out the method on which we can now press for collection for our grievances and for their treason, and in many instances just misprision of felonies. They're just committing felonies, and we can get them to admit this in the public with the process that have been given to us since 1946. It's called administrative process. This is a way that gets them to confess on the public record that they are not who they think they are. They are not doing what they're supposed to do, and therefore they got to go. Okay? And then it's in their private capacity that you have billed them. You have a fee schedule that you put upon them because they did claim to be public servants. Well, once you find out they're not public servants, that billing goes upon their private capacity. And so you don't need to, you're not going to collect that. You're going to do a process that's going to give you credit so that you build up a stack and stack of credit that you can utilize to fund the activities of our organization. Now, this is something that people are doing around the country that have been doing before. And under Clinton, for example, were loads of people who got out of different cases around the country doing this process, but they didn't collect the money always because they didn't know how. And so what happened was Clinton was smart enough to know that those funds that they claimed that they put, that they billed all those officials for to get out of those charges was sitting there unclaimed, you see. So he claimed that. That's how he had a surplus at the end of his term, you see. And so this is what I know about this process, that it has been successful over the years for those who have used it, because it's the only real way that you get to do something which in the end shows, completely exposes these creatures out here pretending to be public servants. And from that, you can amass credits that can help the organization to do the things that it needs to get done. And we can get back to our own schools. There are plenty of people around the country that have come together and started their own homeschooling network. And we must get in touch with the homeschooling networks that are out there and start asking questions about some of the history that they're teaching and ask, you know, seeing if there's something that we can bring in and share with them and you know, that kind of thing. And then it's the rest is just word of mouth, working together with those who are around us, the 10 people that are around us. Because, again, if you are not prepared, if the stores close based upon some kind of sudden emergency, I mean, remember, folks, this is the 21st century. This is 2023, according to them. This is part of the 2030 agenda that came out of the United Nations against the United States.
Tariq,
so we've got to be able to do it.
Yeah, that's great. But what I'm saying is there are those who have benefited through those kinds of systems. The problem has been, in my opinion, we've made a lot of millionaires. I know some millionaires, some guys who worked for my brother back in the 70s in Washington, in the Congress, mm-hmm. who made millions of dollars but did not put a dime back into the community. Kept going. Got theirs and they're gone. They're billionaires now. You know some of them. They don't put anything back. They don't support it. They'll pay their taxes to the system, but they're not going to help the grassroots assembly get strong and bring the people back.
But we could do all those things. The way we did it, the way it was done back in the day, this is a new time now. So just like I was looking at them young millionaires that's connecting and they teaching the people and they back, you know, connect with them. But also what Tariq is saying here is we all are millionaires because we got all this credit and don't know that we have it and don't know how to use it. So you can use those millionaires, you can get use their IOUs until you learn how to you get to your credit and learn how to use it. So you can use both.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because see, everybody has a certificate of live birth. That certificate of live birth is the foundation of the estate that you have, that your name is under, that you are the beneficiary of, that you don't even know. Because
people got to be taught. They don't know, you know, we know this stuff, but average people don't know.
That's what I'm asking
Tyreek to do, because he does know the process. Be the teacher. Teach the people what you're saying to us tonight and what you've always said. We need to establish that in every community so that people will know. And what I've learned is those who know ain't telling for some reason or another.
That's the boule. That's them tricksters. The ones that call politics.
They know the
Negro caucus and them. Caucuses.
Yeah. Okay. So some will, some won't. So what? Let's teach our own.
Yeah.
You know, I know Tyreek. Tyreek's gonna teach. So we will get people to listen to what you're saying.
I sent both of y'all. When we get off the air, you can check your text. I sent y'all some people who are teaching this.
Oh, there you go. See, I know it's happening everywhere. It's just that, you know, we're just not connected. But once we connect, oh my goodness, it's going to be.
Once you connect, and that's when the grassroots comes in play.
Right.
Once you connect, you have to have your own defense, your own security. Okay,
yep.
You will have to have that. Believe me. Because the people who are in control don't want you to know this, and they certainly don't want you to have what you're going to get out of this. So we have a general. He's putting in place, and we got to put all this stuff together so that once it starts moving, you know, when our turn comes, we'll have some defense or some protection.
Just look at how they said what they did was it was like we all – it's like just say we all have – wealthy parents, and our parents put us in a trust account, and they selected these people, the government or these corporations. They are our trustees. Now the trustees is the ones that give you your money. You know, if you need a house, a car, whatever you need, they the ones that distribute your funds to you. But what they did was they kept the funds. They not using they can't mess with, just say they can't mess with our money, but they opened up a line of credit against our funds. Instead of giving us the money that our parents set up for us, they letting us starve, and they won't give us our money, but they open up a line of credit against our money, and they're making millions off of the line of credits that they open
Exactly, and that's the phony system that they are using against we, and we have bought into it, the hook, line, and sinker, instead of saying, wait a minute, every other ethnic group that has come here has come together with them with their own and built their own network and their own banks and their own credit unions and all of this. And they all point at us and say, well, why haven't you all done this yet? You've been here all this time. You see, this is the psych game that is played on us, and we buy into it still and still don't want to do for ourselves. This is what I have the most difficulty in getting a clarity on, that why won't we do for ourselves more than we, of course, do, because otherwise we wouldn't be here if we didn't do something, a whole lot. But why are we not doing more for ourselves?
Yeah, we can stop saying that now, because we are doing this. We are organizing.
It's
we
happening.
Are coming again.
It's
we
happening.
Are teaching these
people.
You know, it's happening. So we got to start. We got to stay on the good foot on this. We got to start, you know, letting this folk know it's happening, and here's how you do it. Okay,
right.
And if you don't know, you know, we got to set some examples and say, here, these people have done it, and look at them. Okay,
right.
The question then becomes, what do you do from that point on? How do we build our own nation? How do we build our own city? You know, look at the sisters up there in Georgia, in South Georgia. They've got that those acres of land decided to build their own city. And that's what they're doing, and they're getting all kind of help to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it without federal, and we got people in Alabama. We got people all over this country.
And we got a Truth to Power family member that he has an online school called Jedi. It's called the Jedi School. And so,
oh,
you know, he's on, you don't have to, he's teaching people from all over.
Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. And we got plenty to teach people from all over, too, because mostly what they have learned has come from us and our ancestors. And that's what we have to really focus on once we get our schools going, is about this land and what's here in this land and how it got here.
When I say he's teaching all over, he's teaching our people in all in different cities. He's in California, but he got us coming there from, you know, other places, not just California.
Right.
Let me open the line up here. Let me let the family in too. And then you can continue your thought, Tariq. Okay, 708-829.
555, Better Love Family. How's everybody doing this evening?
Great. I got my five on it.
So you're right. Yes. And we're going to start off with that. What can we do right now? Right now, family, because we're doing part of it. But again, family members, listening audience, please get your pens and pencils, because these are classes. These ain't no just shows we talking about. Classes so we can take and give information, because five is a teacher, and we are all giving the example of the teachers we are. So starting off with the five, Happy New Year. New Year is five. That's my resolution. Resolution comes to five, but right quick. My resolution starting right now today with today's date. Today's date, which is the anniversary of the so-called insurrection, comes to a five today.
Sure.
Not only does it come to a five, we're celebrating and we should be talking about the energy that we should be pulling down and receiving from this full moon. And it's a reason that they gave this full moon a name that comes to the five. It's called a wolf full moon. Wolf is five, family. See? So we should be pulling this energy, because this energy, the five, from this wolf moon is the change we've been talking about. Change is five. It's the junk DNA that they've been talking about for decades. Junk is 14 to 5. It ain't no junk. It's the change that we're going through, family, that we got to teach each other where we get this energy from, because this Christ consciousness, Christ is the 5, is no more than a higher interpretation. Interpretation is the 5. That consciousness has to get higher in order to interpret what the consciousness is revealing. So with that, family, that I just wanted to give on the five, because that's the resolution we should always be paying attention to. It ain't got nothing to do with what we promising to somebody else. That's why the five is talking about the inner self. See,
there you go.
It's called your inner me, not the enemy, but the inner me. And guess what? Both inner me and enemy are both five. It don't matter. It's still on the five. So with that, also, family, we've been talking about food. Let me get a spiritual term on the food. Food for thought, family.
Come on.
So did I eat this or did I eat that? I'm listening to everybody. And the first thing I'm noticing is we done ate a whole bunch of shit, y'all.
Yeah.
A whole bunch. We started off at a young age following the FDA with their so-called food chart.
Come on.
Grains, wheat, this, that, that's somebody else's shit, y'all.
I don't care if
it's Elijah Muhammad. I love my family. And don't say that I'm saying anything wrong with what they said, but I hear how to eat to live. I hear, did you hear what Dr. Sabi said, eat? I hear Dr. Africa. Come on, family. I hear them all. I know them all. But did you experiment to see what worked with you before you open your mouth talking about what somebody else said that they should put a name out?
Come on.
What are you eating? See, mentally first, what have we accepted that we pushing by the word?
Yep.
And for me, if you don't know the number of the word, we've been hoodwinked, bamboozled.
Bamboozle.
So
right.
That's my part of the lesson, family, to give the numbers to see some clarity in this confusion of English that we've been speaking since we adopted this language. With that, family, I'm going to pull back with peace and love, because peace in peace is five and love is five.
It's five.
I always
thank you, my
start on the five, baby. I got five on it.
So
thank
awesome,
you.
Brother, man. Oh, wow. Yeah, he is every time. Yep. Mathematics, folks. Numbers. Yeah, them numbers. That's you know, that's the quadrivium, you know, the seven liberal arts that says rhetoric, logic, and grammar. That's communication. That's building.
Spirit.
That's organizing.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit.
And then you got that. Spirit. Then you got mathematics. Yeah, geometry, music. There's another one. Music and astronomy. See, that's where we organize with the people in the music, and that's how we do the communication. You know, and we get back to the proper frequency of the music, so that our people are in love with themselves.
You know, this is a clear example of what we're talking about. The thing that we're talking about is organizing the community. Everybody has an input. Everybody has a point of view. Everybody has a purpose for what we are here. Teach what you know. And that's how, you know, if we teach what we know, I don't know what you know. You don't know what I know. So if I'm teaching what I know and it's beneficial and you're teaching what you know, it's going to help a lot of people. Yeah, brother, go ahead.
Go ahead. Can I be heard right quick, family?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. I just want to add this to the mix, since I heard Brother Kyrie say these this particular word. But does anybody remember these words? Don't give me integration, give me to communication. Don't give me sorrow. I want equal opportunities to live tomorrow. Give me schools, but damn it, give me better books so I can read about myself and take a better look. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Just open up the door and I'll get it myself.
Okay.
Do you hear me? Not now.
Ooh, that sounds like
James
Washington.
The book of James. The book of James Brown, family.
James Brown. Wow.
The book of James Brown.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes.
Yep. I got it.
Say it loud.
Yeah.
All right.
Say it loud. That we show enough proud, that's for sure.
So it's, we got the solution. We just got to stay focused. So we, you know, not focus so much on them. We got to focus on us.
Right. What are we doing in response
to what they're
the
doing?
Fact that,
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
If
we know all these things now, what are we going to do?
Right. If there are chemtrails, how do you defend yourself against that? You know, we have solutions for that. You know, if you are having digestive problems, perhaps you should stop eating for a few days and only drink, and especially some things like the lemon cleanse or a tea cleanse, a colon cleanse, that kind of thing, for a few days, and watch yourself and see how different you will feel. See, and these are the things, these are some of the solutions that we offer and share with people at all times. Because if you're messed up in your gut, then how are you going to react when it's time to eat something? You're going to be so messed up in your gut, you're not going to be able to do anything except run to the bathroom.
Can I add to that, Brother Kyrie?
Yes.
Let me add to that real quick, family. Again, with eating, a lot of the stuff is the five. It starts with your thoughts. You are what you think. Because
remember,
as much as we know now, today, about food, our parents and our grandparents did not. And they ate food that would kill us today by the standards we're living by, eating chitlins and pig feet and pig ears and all of the worst of the worst foods. But what did they do that we have stopped, that along with fasting we must get back to? They prayed over all of that toxic food, and prayer in their belief, what they believed then, that this food would sustain them, change the vibration in that poison in the damn food that they were given to pass what we're doing today on. So the key is for us to also, when we're fasting, like you said, or we're eating, start praying over your food, family, with the intent to change the frequency and vibration, because we know the techniques to do it now. That's what praying, that's what meditating is. This is why we pray and meditate. But again, we have to take control over that, knowing through our thought that we control it if we truly, truly, truly believe it, baby. We create this. We manifest.
That's right.
See, so we got to get back to what we lost dealing with all of this toxic food we're talking about eating. I ain't heard none of us say, pray over that damn food, pray over that poison, change that damn vibration. We got
there
the power to do it. Own over that food. Put that frequency that we're talking about. Come on, family. We can do this. We can change all this.
Right.
And
that's
we can speak it into existence if you truly believe it. A lot of us don't believe what we're talking about on these lines right now.
Right.
We don't truly believe it.
Yep.
So the power ain't even there if the belief ain't there. You ain't got no power.
Right.
So it's got to start in the thought, baby. Just wanted to bring that to the family.
Yeah, the thought is very powerful. And words are too, because the words come from the thoughts.
That's right.
That's what it is. It's thought. You think it, you say it, you do it.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Yep.
The thought is there, then you start speaking it, and then you start acting on it.
Right.
That's the formula.
That's it.
But in order to have the correct thoughts, you got to know what happened. Yeah, that's the one thing we have to do, is we have to know what happened. Like you were asking about Monarch and Mockingbird, these are the ways that they get control of your perception. You know, what you perceive, not what you are, but what you perceive you are. See, and this is the psychology of Project Monarch, MK Ultra, and Project or Operation Mockingbird. This is all in the transfer of the Nazis over here and to the NSA, the NASA, the NSA, all those different organizations that are here running things to this day. And this is why I say you have to go back and see what happened post-World War II, because if you don't, then you do not know what they have done to you. See, that's the thing we have to get. That's why it's been so difficult for us to come together, because they have been spending millions of hours and tons of money, whatever they call it, money, fiat, to get us to believe in things that we don't understand, to get us to act in ways that are just ridiculous, and forget us to buy into things that have no value whatsoever to us. But these things are, this materialism thing is really gotten our goat. And so getting together with people, with other like-minded people, and getting their children truly educated and not deducated, as most of these children of today are, and then unvaccinated, because we have to get our children clean. Otherwise, we're going to have a mess on our hands in the years to come. And there's ways of cleaning out from all those poisons they put in us. Again, 2 to 3 days a month of fasting, 5 or 6 days a month of fasting will benefit you immensely. It will help your whole digestive tract. It will help your whole mindset. It will do wonders for every one of you. So these are things that we can do, folks, for ourselves. And if we don't do for ourselves, nobody else going to do it for us that I know of.
Well, we do have with us, not tonight, however, doctors who have solutions to this vaccination attack that we're having on the universe. And, you know, until we can put all these things in perspective and get them on different shows that people will be able to hear that there is something being done. So if you've taken in vaccination, it's not the end all. You can come back from that. And while people are dropping all over the place with these the results of these, we need to put a stop to it. So I think we can get it clear for another show to bring some of these doctors on. They're doctors or the normal doctors that we know. Mm-hmm. They've already been trained not to do this. But we have people who are not trained by them, but who know the way and who are willing to stand up and say and put these things in place.
Right.
Well, just
and we have our
like,
own.
Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I'm going to have Dr. Steele will be joining us. Now, Dr. Steele, she worked in the lab. She's a scientist. And she worked on the virus. So she's going to come and break it down to us exactly what we're dealing with.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be right there.
Yeah.
I want to hear, you know, I want to hear what no one has been able to find out from the authorities, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, Fauci and them, none of them. Although both Fauci and his wife are both now under heavy scrutiny, and he had to step down, and it's really getting bad, I'm telling you, for him and his wife. And so these people have been carrying on the Nazi agenda all these years, and people have to know that we now know we have their emails. They have explicitly said what they're doing. We have it in writing, so you ain't got to discuss it. It's right there in writing. So, you know, let us take advantage of this and get the people responsible for all this nonsense we've gone through here these years, get some of them into this process that I mentioned earlier, especially Fauci and his wife, because they've made, you know, they're the highest paid public servants in the country. And, you know, so,
well, just,
I mean, what's...
Just a bunch of them, you know, like Dr. X uncovered, he named a lot of them. And my thing is, how come Pfizer and the other companies, why are they not being sued? This, you know, everybody just should be bombarded them, sue them right on out of business.
Well, they're not allowed to be sued because they have been given, under Obama, I believe, they've been given... amnesty from being sued for injury.
Okay, this is where our creativity come in. It's got, you know, how they say it's a loophole somewhere. It's something somewhere that you should be able to get in.
That's what I'm trying to teach is how you do this is to go after the corporate counsel, go after the CFO, and go after the CEO, because those are the three people who must have an oath on file and who must have a bond behind them. And of course, if they do have a bond behind them, what is that backed by, that bond? You see, that's the thing that we get them on every time. They confess in public they don't have a bond. Oh, what? Well, wait a minute. How can you be saying what you're doing and you don't have a bond? See, because... You know, otherwise there can be no lawsuits, folks. You got to understand how this system works. See, these people have to have an oath on file that upholds the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Pfizer's own CEO is on record. is on video saying that their dream has come true, that there will be a huge reduction in population by 2023. That's this year coming, folks. So, you know, I mean, these are the people that can be gotten if you choose to go get them, because they're there, they're sitting there waiting for you to challenge them, you know, and really what you're doing is you're not challenging them. They are being challenged by their own rules. You're just helping it happen. That's all. And then you have the Secretary of State in front of you as your witness. So that makes you, you know, puts you in the third position. So you have a wall in front of you for protection. So this is what we should be doing, folks. These people are all, you know, they are our servants. And there's a public servant questionnaire that all of them must answer if it's sent to them. And again, there's a package that I put together that I will gladly help anybody get of documentation to ask these people for their paperwork, just like they do us. May I see your papers, please? That's all you're really doing. And once you do that, it comes out that they don't have it. They never had it because they didn't think they needed it because it's corporate. And they have their corporate representation there to protect them, they think. But see, we have this remedy, and this remedy works, folks. I've proven it many times. I can show it to anyone who wants to see it. And it's not rocket science. It's simply asking them to prove up that they have the authority that they so claim to have, and they don't. And that's where we get them, in the public record.
And like you say, the Secretary of State is one of those trustees that I was talking about.
You go. That's right.
So, but this is, again, all of this has to be, you know, taught. Our people don't know. They kept all this from us. Our people don't know. And, you know, people are learning more and more about it. And it's going to get out more and more. So it's like you got one part, Elder Ray got another part, put it together, and it starts one step at a time and get the people together, and this is how it starts.
Yes, indeed.
The number here is 323-642-1586. If you want to join the conversation, if you have a question or comment, you can call, push number one, and join the conversation here. So, Elder Ray, do you have a contact information that people can contact that wants to put an assembly together in their area?
Yes, please. You have to use our number. It's 786-389-3274, and we're using edenvillage39@gmail.com.
Wait a minute. Spell that so people can get it. So go slow. Go ahead.
Eden, like the Garden of Eden, E-D-E-N. Village, B like Victor, ILLAGE 39, for the 39 stripes that Christ took for us, so they say, @gmail.com.
All righty. Okay.
And
well,
understand this is a spiritual move. This is a spiritual warfare that we're dealing with, and we have to use spiritual means. And we will organize ourselves. We're not afraid to defend ourselves as David did against Goliath. He didn't tell him to go up and kiss Goliath and try to convince him to be his friend. He told him to take that slingshot, knock this sucker down, take his sword, and cut his head off. I believe that's what the way it went.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in our lives, we need to think about the same thing.
Yes,
Tariq, do you have any way you want someone to get in contact with you?
Yes, indeed. I have a email at Tariq, T-A-R-I-K, actually pronounced Tariq, but Tariq Montuno, M-O-N-T-U-N-O, @gmail.com. And my phone number is 424-248-4007. And
Wait, say it again. Slow down. Say it again.
424-248-4007.
Okay.
Lots of fours in there.
Okay.
But a 007.
I have
books. I have books that I'm working on getting republished. Reports that I put out. I have a serious report that I have put together now. And I had it out before. It's called Vaccinations Are Deadly. And it is a comprehensive information survey showing the deadly results of mass vaccinations or mass immunizations or mass injections into people. And it's all based on, very basic science of physiology, that is how the body works. So if you inject someone with a series of poisons that these vaccinations or these shots have and are, half of the shot is going to go out your body through the venal system. And the other half is going to go to your brain stem and interfere with the function of your brain and your circulatory and central nervous system. So this is what these shots are doing. They're literally interfering with the function of the central nervous system, the circulatory system, and it's interfering in such a way that it's causing incidents like we saw in the Monday Night Football game here last week when that boy Hamlin got right up off of a tackle and just fell flat on his behind, out. And we don't know how long he was without oxygen. And they're trying to tell you that he's coming back already and he's talking and all this stuff I heard. And I guarantee you, because I was a nurse, I worked in the OR, I know about lack of oxygen. I know about how if you don't have oxygen to your brain after a certain amount of time, you're going to have serious damage to your bodily functions because your brain will have died in parts. And that's why oxygen is so important. And that's why this whole mask thing that they've done to the people is such a dastardly, ridiculous, making people sick really is what it's doing. And the population has bought it. So, these are just basic things that we know, and I've been teaching for years that, the body works a certain way. If you penetrate the skin, your largest protector in your body, with a needle, that's an operation, and the contents of the needle, half of it will go to your brainstem and interfere with your bodily functions, and that's where the problem lies, folks. Those shots have killed millions of people and destroyed millions of babies and children who have been injected. Now they're injecting our children 30, 40, and 50 times before they're 15 years of age and claiming that this methodology of immunization or vaccination is a way to prevent illness, and it's a way only to cause illness because it's because of the laws of cause and effect. That's the only laws there are. There's no side cause because there's no side effects. There can't be no side effects because what is the side cause? The side cause is the pills. And if the pills are poison, then you're going to have effects. And those effects will be deleterious, and they are. And they include death on every single pill that's in the public, in the physician's desk reference. Go read it for yourselves. Every single drug in the physician's desk reference says it will kill you, those pills. So you know, I've experienced this. I've taught for this, about this for years. I know this is a fact. I know that these shots are killing people. People are dropping like flies. There have been over 600 athletes, referees, and other participants in sports around the world who have fallen out dead, just like that boy Hamlin did. The same thing. And so if people don't see this by now, then it's just too bad, because I don't know what to tell you. It's just right in our face.
Now, what about if I heard that there was snake poison snake venom. Yeah, we've been calling it venom. Dr. X been calling it venom, and now we're finding out it's snake venom. So what can some of the things people can do if they got that venom in them?
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking. See, now I've been on this now since 2019 telling people, well, if you put that stuff in your body, you're going to have a hard way to go. But here's a way of knocking off a lot of it, because it's molecular. Remember, folks, this stuff that they're putting in you is molecular. That's tiny, 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 so tiny you can't see it except unless you have a multi-million-dollar microscope, you see. And so this stuff, once you drink this tea formula that I will tell you about, what happens to these spike proteins is they get stifled, because the other ingredient and the additional ingredient to the tea makes it impossible for them to exist. You see, so in the body, that's going to just die off and become waste, and out the body it goes. And so this is a tea that's based on nature, very, very fundamental nature. That's the dandelion root tea. Dandelion root tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure everybody's clear on this. You're going to use not even a half teaspoon. You're going to get the smallest amount thing that you can find to put in, less than half a teaspoon. You're going to put up to a half a teaspoon of turpentine in your tea, along with some stevia to kill the taste. And the stevia will help your digestive system as well. So when you do this, the body will then just get rid of this waste that will become from the shots. See? Now, the graphene oxide that's in the shot may be a little difficult to get rid of, but cilantro tea is another tea you can use, will help get rid of it. And what else is there's another tea? Oh, soursop tea, soursop leaves of the soursop tree. In Spanish, it's called guanabana. The guanabana tree, or the soursop tree from Central America, Mexico, and South.
So that helps with the graphite.
It helps get the graphene oxide. Yeah,
okay.
And again, we're just using nature to drive it out of the body. That's all we're doing, you know. And teas help us do that. Herbal cleanses help us do that, such as blood cleanse, such as and these are tinctures that you can get, blood cleanse, mucus cleanse, prostate, kidneys, liver, all those tinctures will help get rid of a lot of this this toxin. These are toxins that are put in. See, this is what I have such a, you know, since I did all this research, I have such a difficult time getting people to understand that. How can you accept that they're putting all of this toxicology into your body, claiming that this is going to prevent you down the line, in case you run into some bad bacteria or virus, you know, so you want to be prepared. Well, this is making sure they got patients. That's all this is. And we have proven this over and over again over the last 25 years, that it's another loaded needle. That's all it is. And that loaded needle will end up in your brainstem and cause you to have all kinds of problems. Maybe not this week, maybe not next month, maybe not next year, but eventually this interference with the proper flow through your central nervous system and circulatory system will cause you to be ill, and some more seriously than others, and that's where your fungus and your cancer come in, because the body works a certain way and the fungus moves a certain way, and whenever the fungus moves, the cancer moves right behind it, in there with it. That's how you get metastasis. So this is all physiology, folks. We all should know this in 12th grade. By 12th grade, we should know these things. You know, I had to learn them as an adult in a foreign country, but I learned it. And you should learn it, and you must learn it, because otherwise...
Well, we have to learn it now because of, you know, what they've put out here. What about chlorophyll?
Yeah, chlorophyll, definitely. One definite good element to do. Yeah, especially today. With this chemtrails and all that. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All right, so that's what I'm seeing here. We have the remedies, so this is what it's about.
We have the remedies.
All righty. Well, I want to thank both of you, Elder Ray and Tariq and Eddie, and thank everyone for listening. And do
one
join
call.
Me.
No more callers. I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm surprised too, but that's okay. They listening, though.
Yeah, all right.
Moon Friday. Mm-hmm. Full moon Friday.
Oh, yeah. Full moon.
Oh, full moon Friday. That's right.
Yeah. So... definitely join us. I'll be on Monday too, but join us Tuesday because it's important that you have questions for the doctor. She was there, so you know.
Oh, good.
We're gonna
I'll
hear.
Be with you.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a medical doctor who put out a book before called Some Call It AIDS, I Call It Murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a conversation on the air about this whole virus thing. And, you know, when I questioned her on the fact that the word virus is, where does it come from and what does it mean? Well, it's Latin for poison. And that's what I've been saying for the past 40 years, is that we are being poisoned on a daily, minute-by-minute basis, Damoneer, and even in our sleep. Because we're not breathing clean air while we sleep, most of a lot of us. So, you know what I mean? So what we're doing is we have a death style instead of a lifestyle. And one of the things that I promote is a lifestyle. That is a style of living, you know, not living to eat, and knowing what to eat, when to eat, and how to eat to live. You know, and this is simple. This has been done. We had ancestors who lived hundreds of years without being ill. And so, you know, why can't we do that again? Well, we can, but we got to step away from this monopoly system that's being thrust upon us constantly and poisoning us on a daily basis so that they may make profit. Only profit.
We got to get back to nature. I mean, all the best is still medicine right there.
That's it. And I've been promoting backyard gardening and community gardening for years. And we better get back to doing it or we're going to be out, folks. They're going to disappear you. They've done it before.
Well, they trying hard, and so we're going to have to just try hard to fight back, to push back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I might be naive, but I just feel like that they're not going to win. I just don't feel like it.
I'm with you on that 100%. And the reason why I know this is that they're dying faster than they're living. So, it's all caught up with them. So if we just focus on ourselves and what we need for ourselves and do for ourselves, everything cool there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Try it and see.
If we don't have any calls and if we don't have anything else. Oh, I wanted you to touch on, who was that? Is that you, Elder Ray, saying something?
No, I was going to say something, but you go ahead. I'm good.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, only to reiterate what's already been said, and this thing is so deep. There's so much more that has to come in to what's really going on here. And there are so many trains of thought about what's happening. We've got people who believe the aliens are here to take over. Some say they're here, some say they're not. I pray that they are, and I pray they're on our side. And I have, I can recall incidences back in the 60s and the 70s when made you think, well, maybe they are here. But then you forget about that. But then some things have been happening here lately that cause you to pause and say, well, wait a minute. What if this is real? So something is going on, and we know that that these idiots who are in control of this planet right now are foolish enough to destroy it, to think they can own it and control it. So things are happening, and we need to get into all of that. And I think that's some of the things we need to talk about down the line.
Okay. And I do have a hand raised. Let me see who this is. Hold on. 804-304.
Yes, Beverly. I just wanted to call in and just thank you for having the platform to have your guests on tonight. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the conversation, and you're exactly right. There are a lot of people out here listening. They may not raise their hands, but I just want to know that I appreciate the conversation and your ideas that you have sent out tonight. One thing I would like to know is the phone numbers of those two gentlemen. I didn't get the phone numbers correctly.
Okay. All right.
It's 786-389-3274. 93274. Elder Ray.
Okay. Elder Ray. Okay, thank you.
And Elder Brother Tariq is 424-248-4007.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. You made reference to a book. Was that a book that you have written that's available at your website or about the vaccine?
The vaccinations are deadly. No, that will be available here by the end of the month. I'm working on getting some assistance on getting that back published again, and so it has some fantastic information in it, and it has letters that you present to your doctor regarding that, and for the most part, usually they decline to do that to your child if you give them this letter, and it's a guarantee, because they claim it's safe and effective, and so we're just asking them to sign, a waiver that, anything happens, and they have a $1 million debt, and it's due and paid immediately. And so that usually deters them. That then shows that what they were actually doing wasn't really going to help you. Otherwise, they would insist upon it, right?
Well, I'm someone who has been keeping up with the information that is flowing in Europe and throughout the country, the doctors and different people. And I'm always in search of books and information that will, you know, just help me to help the people who are in my family and my community. Another book that I have is called Vaccines Are Dangerous by
yep.
Curtis Call. And
yep.
I find, yeah, that's really, as a matter of fact, I've been reading that book, just pulled it off my out of my library and been reading it this week. So to hear that there's another one out there that you'll have, I'll certainly get that as soon as you, as soon as I get the information when it's available. I'll have that in my hands also.
We have it out by the end of the month with a new cover, and also my publishing of the human, the study on human nutrition that was done in the late 60s or early 70s that was supposed to be issued in 1972 and was confiscated by the leadership of the USDA and never issued and kept out of their library for 5 years at a cost of $5 trillion in wasted medical costs in the country because the fast food, foodstuffs, fake food industry industries were allowed to run rampant all those years, and that's why we have so many illnesses in this country. That's why we have 200 plus million sugar addicts in the United States. We have over 1,500 to 2,000 people a day dying from cigarettes. These are statistics that are readily available from the United States Department of Health Services. You can contact them and get the same information that I just gave you.
Right.
You know, again, I only put out the things that I have found out for myself, firsthand, on hands-on experience, folks. That's what I come with, and I come with that based upon being a foreigner in a foreign country, and an immigrant, and knowing and learning my way through. And finding and navigating my way through and
right.
coming back here and traveling the world. These are the things that I have in my 8 decades on this planet done. And I'm trying to share with and have shared with many for many years. So I plan to keep on doing it. And with the help of those who are listening and those who want to know, I will continue to do it as long as I may.
I certainly appreciate the information you gave out tonight. And again, I just want to thank Beverly for the platform that she has and
yep.
being the great host that she has. You mean so much to so many people, and I have had the privilege of just telling so many people about your show that they have tuned in. So keep on doing what you're doing, and God bless you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank us. We all in this together. Make sure you listen Tuesday because the doctor is going to be with us that was there when the vaccine was created.
Mm-hmm. The one that Fauci pointed her out. I think Fauci, back when they first did it,
that one. She's a sister, so she worked in a lab.
It was a sister.
Okay.
It was an elder sister who Fauci pointed to. She's the one who did it.
She had a sister working in the lab who received her medical degree through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, was a supporter. And I think once she finished her medical degree, then she was appointed to their foundation as in some official capacity. And I'm not sure if this is the lady that you're talking about, but I do know that Fauci, the black lady that he pointed out as being, you know, having worked there, I believe, if memory serves me correct, that was that lady. But I'm not sure. I'll be listening on Tuesday night to hear what this person has.
We'll find out.
Is it that interview I sent you with the brother, the Jamaican brother, puts his shirt on? And then he interviews the sister. She got a big, wide hairdo. Is that the one you're talking about?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Well, Beverly, I was talking to Beverly because that's the one I sent her. You sent it to me. That's the one you sent to me. The one you sent to me via that downloading thing. I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah,
but then
yeah,
I found out. She is the one to find out about this thing, because she was right there in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I remember. Remember. Yeah, so you got her. Yeah, and then this other lady too that they tried to bombardier out of existence was that Dr. What's her name? Pook something Pook. I'll figure it out.
Was she from Africa or something? Was this the one you talked about from Africa or something?
She's not from
Africa. The lady out of Texas that was using ivermectin.
In jail.
Yeah.
That's that Dr. Stella. Oh, come on. But she's from Cameroon, and she went to school in Nigeria, in the medical school, and she was working in Houston, and has all these patients. Now they have arrested her in the January 6th.
I have her number. I'll see if we can't get her on with us one weekend.
Please, because who else was another?
Yes.
Dr. Fumina Wag, she breaks it all down about how the virus, how they've never isolated, never purified, never passed it by Koch's postulates, Koch's postulates, or whatever you want to call it, the gold standard to say if something is communicable. And she breaks all this down, and I have a 24-minute video that I'm trying to get onto Rumble, where I break down the deception as well. And I do it with documentation and in between. And the sister who helped me did a beautiful job on it. Yeah, so I'm trying to get that on Rumble now. So that should be out soon.
All right. Well, thank you, caller. Appreciate you listening. And appreciate everyone that is listening. We're down to our last 7 minutes. And thank you, Elder Ray and Brother Tariq. As always, and we'll be back next Friday, same time, 9:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And better love, everyone.
Better love.
Sitting in jail, black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord, have mercy on this land of mine. We all. all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. They keep on saying go slow. That's what they say, go slow. That's what they say, go slow. That's what's the trouble.
Go.
Washing the windows.
Go.
Picking the cotton.
Go.
With nothing but rotten.
Go.
We're too damn lazy.
Go.
Our thinking's crazy. They try to say it's a communist plot, but all I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. My people and me. You lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine, just like a lady. If you'd stop calling me sister.